My name is Ron.
Mm-hmm. Ron, nice to meet you, Ron. So my name is Michael, and here's Ben, my pricing director, my boss in your area. Ben, here's Ron, the owner of Stone Ledge Contracting.
Great. Thanks, Michael. Hey, Ron. My name's Ben. I'm one of the directors in the department that handles the pricing in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Michael, if you're not still there. Hi, Ben.
Cool. Hey, I know Michael does a pretty good job outlining the basics of the program, but before I dive into some of the details, did you have any specific questions for me?
Well, I guess the one thing that I would probably have a little bit of hesitation on just doing anything is that I've just recently hired somebody to address my website stuff and basically all of this stuff. So I kind of get the sense that maybe he might be, it might be a good idea at least for me to refer to him like, hey, is this, am I being redundant here and invest in making this investment, you know, that you're offering? So just know that that's one concern that I have, right off the bat.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I expect, you to do your due diligence and, that's the smart way to do business. So how about this? I'll explain, what we have to offer. And, if it sounds good, we can move forward. If you think you need to talk to him still, then we can do that as well. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So, what marketing are you currently doing that's working for you?
Just basic listings and everything else is word of mouth. I mean, I've been in business for almost 40 years and, I don't do any heavy marketing at all. I just want to really make sure that my website is up to date, which it needs to be, and some other little things just so that when people do search me and that my presence is good. I do have some concerns, like on my Google listing, at one point in time, I had, put a bunch of pictures on there of work that we've done, but for some reason that got removed. I'm not sure exactly when, but recently I had kind of checked that and that gotten removed. My second concern, and I know I get calls all the time, and I'm sure this is probably through one of them. You guys are just doing a different angle potentially. I'm not sure, but I get Google calls all the time, and it just floods my phone. One other slight concern that I have is that, I've been in business for a long, long time, and we do top quality work. But I also do snow removal. I also provide snow removal services, kind of separate from doing gunite pools and high-end landscape construction and high-end stonework type projects, okay? And so when you look at my rating on Google, it's not very high because where we provide snow removal services, sometimes vehicles have to get towed, and everybody, they would blame the contract. They'd be blaming me, like, my car got towed, and they give me a one star. It affects my rating. If somebody was searching me for, the other services I provide, it just doesn't look good. So that is a little bit of a concern of mine. And also to get more people that I provide services for to leave, opinion on our services. But basically those are the only things. Re-uploading the pictures is not a concern of mine. I know I can handle that. It's not a problem. But you can go ahead and let me know. Michael had explained about the listing priority stuff. So, I'd be interested to know, what the cost is on that. And then that way I can, again, at least communicate with the gentleman who I've just recently hired and, to see if this all makes sense to do.
Okay, absolutely. So I'm going to try to address your concerns. I know you said a lot there. So if I miss something, please, just ask again. But as far as the reviews, we do have a review mitigation team. So we're able to, because we are premier partners with Google, we're able to contest, if that's not technically your customer, we can work with Google to get those negative reviews removed. Okay.
Okay. And that would be an interesting And that would be an interesting determination on how that's determined, right? I mean, it's, so if we provide snowmobile services for a large community of townhouses, and there are renters, you know, I mean, whether somebody either owns a townhouse or they're a renter, maybe that could be a criteria. I'd almost guarantee that the people that this happens to happen to be renters that are there. I mean, we're hired by the association.
Yeah, they didn't hire you, so they don't have really, you know, a leg to stand on as far as leaving you a review, right? You're just doing your job. You were hired by the association to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that would be one of the things that, you know, when they do the mitigation, they can be like, okay, this guy didn't even do any work for this person. So,
right.
Yeah, and so just so you know, you'll never get a call directly from Google, and I understand you probably get, you know, a bunch of these calls. You'll never get a call directly from Google, okay? We're Local Splash. We're a Google Premier partner, all right? So there's lots of companies out there that, you know, claim everything, and just to give you, you know, a little bit of a heads up, we've been in business for 22 years, so we, you know, our packages are proven. We only do month to month. We don't do contracts because we know we need to earn your business to keep your business. We're not going to try to lock you in long term because, you know, that's the only way we can make money, right? So, So review mitigation, we can help you with. As far as driving, you know, qualified clients of yours to leave positive reviews, we also have a system for that where they will receive, you know, a message to go ahead and leave you that positive review. Okay. So now not only can we mitigate the negative ones, but we can drive in the ones that are actually your customers, because I'm sure you do good work. I'm looking at your website right now, and then what I can see, there's just little thumbnail pictures on the side. I think, you know, the website's not complete, but, you know,
it's
it looks
awful.
Like you
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. But the website, the website needs to be, totally taken care of. So, which is.
Okay. So let me offer you what I can do for you. And then if you have any other questions, or if there's something else that you're concerned about, just let me know. Okay.
Okay.
So what I would recommend for your company, because you do have a Google Business Profile, we do need to get that rating up, is our Platinum package. It's actually our most affordable package, but what it is, it's an exclusive position. So we only work with one industry, one client per industry per area. So what would that mean for you is that once we start working with you, we don't work with any of your competitors, okay? We block off that spot. So only we can only list one person on that first page of Google, one company, okay? Everything is set on an initial 3-month verbal agreement, just because it does take time, you know, for everything to come to fruition with those first page results and everything else. But after that, it's month to month. The pricing is set at a flat rate of $249 per month, and it comes with a one-time setup fee of $99, okay? If you did want to prepay those 3 months, it's $700 flat, waive the setup fee, so you'd be saving about $150. But what this includes is the complete Google local optimization setup, so that Google Business Profile on that first page of Google, you know, attached, obviously, your website, your contact information, if it's Facebook, all the, you know, all the good things for your company. We also list you on the top 5 directories. So it'd be first page Google, first page Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa, okay, and Google Voice. So we also run Facebook retargeting ads. So if somebody's looking for your service in your area, then they go on Facebook a little bit later on, they'll see ads directly from your company, okay? And those ads we would manage for you so you can concentrate on, you know, your clients and your business, right? So we have an operations team in the background that would run those Facebook ads for you. I can include with this if you'd like. I'm not sure how, you know, attached you are to the guy that's doing your website right now. But I could have my operations team take over and build you a professional website at no additional cost. Okay. And then it does come with call tracking. And then what we have, we developed a mobile app. So from the app, you can manage all of your clients. So like if you get, you know, calls from Google or those, or Facebook leads, they go directly to your app and you can manage your, and schedule your clients right from the app. So it's like a mini, you know, CRM system for you. Does that sound like something that would work for what you're looking for?
Well, I've already, paid this gentleman, a decent amount of money on, you know, on our getting started on this thing here. So I don't, and I would have, he's spent a lot of time with me. So I'm not interested in bagging that with him at, you know, certainly at this juncture, you know, you'll see.
Yeah, no, completely understand.
I really just need to think about, like, because I don't really do any marketing, and I'm afraid I would just get swamped with tire kickers, and, you know, so that's my dilemma, and that's the thing that I've really had a lot of conversations with him about, how I can target things so that they're, you know, only for type projects that I'm looking for, which I'm sure you have built into your system as well. Can you send me an email with your information? So, you know, let me review with him and then I'd be able to get back to you. And, it would be great if you could also include that, you know, that package, what it all includes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that'd be great.
You know, okay. To let you know, you know, people that are going on Google looking for this type of stuff, they're there for a reason. And those, you know, three or four companies that are currently there, those are the guys that are capturing all the business, you know. So, also, you know, you could have the best looking website in the world, but if you're not being found, if, you know, you're, the only people that are finding you are people that know the name of your company, right, to see that website. If you're not on, you know, that first page of Google, people aren't finding you. They're not even going to see your website. So then you're kind of a billboard in the desert, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all right. Yeah, well, no, I can send you the information just to let you know. We only work with one company per industry, per area. I wanted to mention, too, I know you mentioned snow removal. And keywords when you were talking to Michael. So you can, working with us, you can pick and choose those keywords, right? So if you're, you know, if you don't want to do, you know, I see like some pools on your website. So if you don't want to do pool cleaning, we don't include those words on there. And I know you don't do pool cleaning. You do, you know, the pretty stuff around it. But, so we wouldn't include, you know, those tire kickers. But we could include snow removal, excavation services, landscape design, the water features, you know, things that would target your target audience. Okay. So we wouldn't, using those keywords is what's going to pull up your business, not the tire kickers that you're kind of talking about, I don't think.
Okay. So now one other thing is that I understand that you know, I understand exactly what you're saying as far as, only taking on one person per industry. Okay. I understand that aspect, but the thing is, you're not the only person who, or the only company that does this for Google. So how could you guarantee that your stuff is going to be the first page? And not,
so,
you know, I'm just kind of confused by that, you know?
Yeah, because, all right, so there's certain companies are actually premier partners with Google, okay? So Google lets all the companies know when that position's open. once it is filled, they close that category. So all of the Google partners will stop calling around that area.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. All right. Sounds good. If you could send me the information, if you could email to me, that'd be great. So that way I'll get a reminder to follow up on this, and get back to you.
Yeah. What's your email?
It's ron@stoneledgeenterprises.com.
Okay. And let me just ask you, is there anything else that's keeping you from signing up today?
Well, sure. I really need to think about it, whether I want to spend that kind of money, on this, which, you know, I'm so busy. I don't know if it makes sense for me to do so, but at the same time, I'm also well aware. It's like, okay, hey, I'm busy with things that kind of come my way, you know, that there are maybe things that, you know, that I never even get exposed to without doing something like this. But so there's a give and take here. I'm completely aware of that. The one area that I really, really want to try to get out on, and I don't know, but the thing is that it's probably just me more knocking on doors, to be honest, you know, would be, I do want to expand my commercial snow removal, clientele, but I only want it in very, very, very defined areas. So I know what clients I would want. So it's better for me to just
sure.
target them directly, you know?
Okay.
Well,
the other thing too is we can target, you know, specific zip codes, cities, neighborhoods, like we can target that for you. And then also list it as commercial, snow removal. We wouldn't list you as residential snow removal if that's not what you want to do. So we can tailor
the places that I'd be interested in, you know, would be like maybe a dozen total. It would just make more sense for me to just, you know, send them a letter, you know, introduce myself, and if they're looking to change contractors, you know, because I'm very, very specific. I don't want to have places that have a lot of walkways that will demand a lot of labor work. I want just more machine work. So I know what I would want, what I wouldn't want. So chances are that it would be just really kind of even planting a seed, maybe even for a year or two to come when contracts come up. So I think that's something for me, like on my end, that would be best for me to target, you know. I definitely want to think about it as well, but I definitely going to communicate with this gentleman, as well, as far as,
okay.
as far as his opinion
just,
on it. And
is he just building the website, or is he doing something else?
No. He's working on, you know, other things as well, you know, as far as like the whole searchability stuff. So he'll be working on that as well.
Okay. Is it like another company that's like a partner of Google, or just a guy?
He's a guy, but I know he's very good.
Okay.
So I don't know. We'll see. I'll talk to him about it. I'll definitely bring that up.
Yeah. No problem. I will, I'll send you this email. And is there a time I can follow up with you? Maybe early next week, or?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, and if this position's
still
open, you know, I think it'd be a really good idea to kind of, you know, elevate your business to the next level and getting the clients that you really are looking for. Because, you know, it does sound pretty specific with who you want to work with. And I don't blame you. You don't want those tire kickers. You don't want the guys that want to pay, you know, nothing for the best work. I can tell, you know, just by your pictures that you do really good work and, you know, that deserves, you know, good pay. So
the thing,
I can help
you with
all that.
Yeah. The thing is that I'm uniquely, I'm a little bit unique in that, I mean, I used to have very, very large crew, and I don't anymore. I'm kind of like a micro brewer. So, but if if somebody knows how to, if somebody knows industries enough, they'll know, you know, when they catch word of me, you know, about the oversight, you know, that I do and my hands-on and also my abilities, because of the equipment that I have to be able to do certain things. I'm just at a stage of my career that, that I, for somebody who's wise, it's a good way to go. The problem with it is that I am very involved in the projects that I'm doing. If I get distracted with a flood, even if there's a lot of really good things in there, if I get distracted with a flood of stuff coming in, I just can't, I can't operate that way. And I don't want to. I'm not at a stage of my career that I want to, oh, I'll hire two salesmen to go out there. And I don't want to do it. You know, that's,
sure,
that's not where I'm at.
So, I understand.
Okay, but thank you so much for the call, and I'll be looking forward to the email. But I would definitely, not early next week. If you want to try to get back to me, it would be, do it the following week. Give me a good week.
Okay.
To try to, cause I got a lot going on, so where I can have a conversation, with Max and figure out where, you know, if this is something wise to consider.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye now.
All right, take care.